it seemed like all afternoon. The nurse finally said, "Doc's ready for you. You're not gonna feel a thing. We'll give you some Novocaine. That tooth will be fine in a minute or two." Then he stuck that needle down deep in my gum, and he started drilling before I was numb. Some bitch somewhere, there's a beautiful sunset burning up the atmosphere.
Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Trump administration appealing last night's ruling by a federal court that stops almost all of the tariffs that have been implemented so far. The court saying that President exceeded his authority by invoking emergency powers that have never been used to impose global trade policies before. Elon Musk dropping his government role. He was always slated to depart in May and has announced that his work with Doge has indeed come to an end. More Americans were standing in unemployment lines last week.
Another 14,000 out-of-work Americans made their initial jobless claims in the week leading up to May 24th, 240,000 altogether and well above the consensus. A report from the Bank of America Institute shows a sharp rise in higher income households getting unemployment benefits between February and April, compared to the same period last year.
ABC's Jim Ryan. The Arkansas prison inmate on the run since last weekend is still out there. Grant Hardin is a former police chief, but also a convicted rape and murder. This is ABC News. JetBlue and United are not merging, but they are announcing a partnership that will include selling seats on each other's planes. They're also mingling their reward programs and will soon share some airport runway space, says ABC Chief Business Correspondent Rebecca Jarvis.
JetBlue will give United access to 7 slots at JFK Airport beginning as early as 2027. They'll also exchange some flight timings at Newark Airport. And we've seen a lot of consolidation among airlines over the years. While United and JetBlue will technically remain independent, this partnership really deepens the relationship they have with each other and the clout they have in the industry.
Severe storms sweeping across central Texas. That's the sound of hail falling in the Austin area. One person still missing after being swept away by rushing water. Search goes on around the Ozarks for the former police chief turned rapist and murderer who escaped from an Arkansas prison by making a fake guard uniform and walking out. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
If you have a lot of shopping to do for summer, then you're actually in luck. Because at Macy's, the latest designer trends are here now. From swim and sandals to match sets and linen suits, all for 20% off. But get this. Spend $100 and get 25% off. Spend $200 and get 30% off. 30%! So the bigger your summer, the better. Because the more you buy, the more you save. But hurry, it all ends Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This Father's Day, help Dad be all he can be with a gift from the Home Depot. Because he's not just Dad, he's the handyman of the house. The plumber in a pinch. And the emergency mechanic. Upgrade his gear this Father's Day with the Husky Mechanics 270-piece tool set from the Home Depot. Now on special buy for $119, a $695 value. For every kind of dad, find the perfect gift this Father's Day at the Home Depot.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Prison time for a woman who had THC in her system at the time of a Rock County crash that killed 4 people. Rock County Judge Tuesday sentenced Lexis Bodecker to 16 years in prison and 4 years extended supervision. Bodecker pleaded guilty in February to 4 counts of homicide by vehicle, use of controlled substance. Madison police say a 6-year-old accidentally shot himself. The child is in serious condition from the Monday incident at Harmony Apartments. Police say the boy allegedly got hold of a holstered but unsecured handgun and shot himself in the head. Police arrested the boy's caregiver, who was also the gun owner. And the latest update from Cellcom says service is slowly returning to normal. The Green Bay-based regional carrier says voice and data service is performing well for most customers, though they're still working to stabilize the network following a cyber incident that began on May 14th and led to a widespread outage. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Alzheimer's disease affects more than 6 million Americans, and nearly two-thirds are women. Hi, I'm Cherie Sample Hughes, Chair for Women in Government. Alzheimer's disease progresses slowly over 10 to 20 years in stages. A timely diagnosis may allow for more options and bring new hope. This May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Talk to your doctor if you notice any memory or thinking issues in yourself or a loved one. Find more information at womeningovernment.org.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies today, highs in the mid-70s, a spotty shower or thunderstorm possible later in the afternoon. For tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows in the lower 50s. On Friday, sunny skies and a warmer day with highs in the lower 80s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Place. Need my friends for a girls' night out. Seems there ain't much to talk about. Same drinks so we're all raising, but all of the toasts just don't feel the same.
We used to be the life of the party. We used to be the ones that they wish they were.
They wish they were.
But now it's like they don't know.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Once again, a good Thursday morning. I'm Brian Winnikins as we continue our week-long spotlight with the Sibelco family and the Sibelco Dairy just north of Durand on Highway 25. And Chris joins us again this morning. We're going to now go from the barn out into the field and find out a little bit about some of the things that the farm does to protect not only the soil but also the water. And Chris, again, thanks for joining us. So how many acres do you farm to help feed the cows? Because that's kind of what this is all about. You got to feed the cows to make the milk.
Yeah, well, we own about 140 acres. That everything's crop for the farm. And then I rent, probably about 120 now that that all goes for cattle feed.
So in Pepin County, we have it all over the map on soil type. I've been to farms a little bit farther to the west of here that are nothing but clay, and oh my word, with all the rain we've had recently, they may not be getting in the field for another week. But then you go a little bit east of here and it's nothing but sand, and the 3 inches of rain we got is no big deal because we'll be out in the field tomorrow, because that's just how it is. So what's it like for what's the soil like here on your farm?
Where my dairy actually sits here is pretty sandy, and south is sandier ground. But north of me is more of a shale base, good topsoil that has done really well for us. And then my rented ground typically is the same, some sandier, some a little bit better.
So do you use cover crops?
Yes, rye in the fall. I will, where I take corn silage off.
Okay. And that's do you use that on all of your fields or on that lighter soil?
It doesn't matter. Yeah, on any of it, I do. If I haul my manure pit out in the fall, I typically will work that in and plant rye right away so I don't lose those nutrients over the winter.
So you're saving some nutrients from the rye using it, the manure, but then you're also wanting to limit that erosion, aren't you?
Definitely, yeah. That wherever I can keep green growing, I try to. If it's not in hay, I try to get rye out there, yes.
Now, do you try to use the rye anywhere on the farm? I do understand it's kind of hard to work with for as part of the dairy ration, but do you try to use it, or is it just something that you're just not using and you just get rid of it in the spring?
I have used it for feed. I used it in my dairy ration last year. I wasn't happy with it, so it would be fine for dry cows and heifers, I believe. But this year, with the spring we had, I didn't want to leave it go for feed, so I killed it and planted corn back into it. And now I'm glad I did, because all the rye's headed out, and we just had 3 inches of rain, so yeah, it'd be a long time before I could get it.
I know that from talking with some folks with Extension, rye has another unique property that, okay, it's using up the nutrients, it's keeping the soil in place, but I did not realize this, but yeah, rye has another unique property. It's kind of like a natural weed killer from what I understand.
Yes, I don't know what it is. There's some, chemical, but where you grow rye, it almost will wipe out most any weed. When I go into a rye field with corn, it's probably the best weed control I have.
And that, of course, helps you save money, too, then, because you don't have to worry about those weeds.
Right. It's a lot easier to control them, that's for sure.
Do you have, now, on the farm, so you have about the 140, you're in another 120. Do you have a lot of rolling hills? And I see some, but it's a little bit flatter here compared to other parts of Pepin County.
Actually, I own some land over... it's about halfway between here and Mondovi. That is definitely rolling hills that we put some grass waterways in and contoured it. And that's a little more challenging over there, but that's pretty good ground, and I've had good luck with it.
Talking with Chris Sabelko with the Sabelko family dairy. They're just north of Highway 25, north of Durand on Highway 25. Now, while you're not right next to the Chippewa River, you're still close. So do you keep that in mind with your manure spreading? Because you got to kind of, again, we get that 3 inches of rain. The last thing you want is to have the big runoff. So do you have to kind of be careful about that and kind of plan that out?
Yes, definitely. We do. I have a manure pit, so that helps a lot. I only spread spring and fall typically, but I try to, keep cover crops in place and stay as far away from, you know, I have neighbors that would have wells and stay back from them. We have maps where everything's soil tested every 5 years to know what's in there, and we have maps showing where highly erodible land is, okay. And you tend to, I go by that.
And so because of those maps, then you'll know what part of the field, oh, this is where it's highly erodible. We don't put as much out here. Or you're doing the soil testing. I don't need to put as much on this part of my field because it's already has enough.
Yes, that's typically what I go by is which fields need it the most. I don't highly erodible. If I keep cover crops or keep them in hay, you don't have to worry about that.
And that's the difference because that alfalfa is getting that nitrogen from the air. So you don't have to worry about doing really, you just kind of just let that do its thing.
Yes, hay is a great crop to grow on hills or anything erodible. If everybody could just grow hay, it makes erosion non-existent almost once you get it established.
When do you decide, okay, I need to switch this field from corn to soybeans or from alfalfa to corn? Because eventually, even that hay field, yeah, it's on erodible land, but eventually you do have to switch it out, don't you?
Yes, I try, if I can, 4 to 5 years in hay on a hay field, and then typically that spring I will spray it with some Roundup and 2,4-D and no-till into it so you don't have to worry about erosion or anything like that.
That's another big thing then that you do is you don't, my great uncle, we always tilled. I mean, that was 40 some years ago, so I'm going to date myself. But now it seems like a lot of farmers, including yourself, you don't do that, and you leave that ground undisturbed.
If I can, yes, I still will till. When I put them back into hay, typically I will either chisel plow or Enfield cultivate just to get them smooth again and get them back into hay. So that's always a risky year when I seed. People do no-till alfalfa in, but I don't have a no-till drill, so I typically still will work them up to get them back into hay.
But again, with the no-till, not only are you protecting the soil, but you're also protecting that groundwater because you're also drinking the groundwater, and so are the cows, and you can't have bad groundwater because it's bad for everybody, humans and cows alike.
Yes, definitely. And here, where we're at, it's nitrogen's been the hit big topic for nitrates in the groundwater. And we bought this farm 21, 22 years ago, and the nitrates have always been high here. They've gotten a little worse, but not anything too different. So we have a reverse osmosis system that has worked really well.
But then because of the nitrate level that it is high, then you really are kind of watching what you put out there. Yes, the manure, and the manure has nitrates in, but that's recycling. We're also recycling. But even with that, you kind of have to really kind of watch what you're doing, don't you?
Oh, definitely. That's why in the fall when I haul out the manure pit, if I can get rye growing, that takes up the nitrogen and will hold it in the plant until when a plant dies off in the spring, then that feeds the corn crop that it's growing. So I believe in that big time.
So you mix it right in with the manure, huh? The rye, or do you plant it separately or shortly thereafter?
After I haul the manure pit out on those fields, then I'll go in and plant the rye.
Okay.
Yes.
Talking with Chris Sabalco this morning with Sabalco Family Dairy. And all this week, we've been spotlighting the family farm with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Tomorrow, we're going to talk with Chris about some of the things they do off the farm as well and how they help out the community. We'll do that tomorrow morning. You're listening to WRDN.
It's just around the corner, the 62nd annual Duran Fun Fest, June 6th through the 8th at Memorial Park. The Fun Fest medallion hunt starts June 2nd. Chicken dinners will be served Saturday and Sunday to support Faith Lutheran Church. Music with the Johnny Holm Band on Friday and the Dweebs Saturday night. Badgerland Midway Rides are back and the Grand Parade is Sunday at 2. Duran Fun Fest, sponsored in part by Weiss Realty, Duran Builders, and Bowerville Tire and Service.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
Friendly and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
Keep your vehicle running at peak performance with routine car care from Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center in Durand. Now through June 30th, save up to $20 on a full synthetic oil change and vehicle safety check. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your partner's network car care center is Adams Super Service, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
This Father's Day, visit Boot Barn for top quality gifts that pay tribute to the lasting heritage of the West. From handcrafted cowboy boots and American-made felt hats to durable jeans and outdoor gear, our in-store experts can guide you as you shop, assisting with boot sizing and helping you navigate the store so you can find the perfect gift. Share a piece of the American spirit with him this Father's Day. Boot Barn, unwrap the West.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
On the way, we're going to talk with Roseanne Reckon, with the Friends of the Library, and Lori Gillis from the Durand Library about some things going on with the library. That's coming up first. Here's Vern Gosden.
They got a vintage Victrola 1951, full of my favorite records that I grew up on. They got old Hank and Lefty, and there's B-24. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. I'm gonna spend the night like every night before, playing E.T. and I'll play him some more. I gotta have a shot of them old troubadours. Yeah, set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. All my neon neighbors, they like what I play, 'cause they've heard it every night since you walked away. Every day they replace old B-24, 'cause every night I run a needle through Walking the Floor. Every night I run a needle through Walking the Floor. I'm gonna spend the night like every night before, playing E.T. I'm gonna play him some more. I gotta have a shot of him old troubadours. Set him up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. Set him up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. I said, set him up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor.
Set them up, Joe, and play walking the floor.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Vern Gosden and Set 'em Up Joe 9:24. We'll have opening markets today in history also coming up before 10 o'clock. Right now joining us, Roseanne Reckon. She is president of the Friends of the Library here in Durand. And also joining us will be Lori Gillis as well. She's the library director at the Durand Library. And we're going to talk with Roseanne here about the Friends of the Library. They're holding the creative contest. And it's a chance for you to get those creative juices going. And it's kind of a fundraiser as well for the library. And Roseanne, well, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us, Brian.
Well, first, tell us that for those unfamiliar with the Friends of the Library, tell us a little bit about the group.
Okay. Our group was actually incorporated late last year, but we didn't really get up and running until early this year. So we incorporated as Friends of the Durand Public Library, but early this year, we had to change our name slightly to differentiate us from the Durand, Illinois Friends of the Library group. So we have our employer identification number, we've opened our bank account, and recently received our 501c3 designation so we can accept tax-deductible donations from people. And we certainly welcome individual members at $10 per year and organizations or businesses at $25 per year for the membership of the Friends group. And the purpose of the Friends group is actually to advocate for the library, raise money for different activities, and our big initiative to raise money for is the digitization of the old newspapers that are held at the library. They are an irreplaceable resource that we have. Our earliest newspaper is actually dated back to 1865.
Oh, wow.
That was even before Durand had any sort of a library. Someone had the forethought to preserve those items, but they need to be digitized. They have been put onto microfilm, but unfortunately there's no microfilm reader available anymore since it broke. So, and we don't want people really using the paper copies a lot because they are very fragile. So that is the biggest need for dollars that we're going to support.
Okay, so as part of that, the Friends of the Library came up with a creative contest.
We did.
Tell us about that.
Well, we're asking people to make things of any medium. It can be fabric, it could be wood, it could be ceramics. The only thing is it has to be either book related or reading or library related. It has to focus on those subjects, but anything is open. And there's two categories for adults and for younger people. There will be prizes for the favorite, which will be judged by people buying tickets and then placing them in containers by each item to vote for their favorite item. And also, when people bring their items in for the contest to be judged, they can designate whether they will be for sale or not. We will be running a silent auction during the same time period, July 1st to July 31st. And then if it's included for sale, people can bid on that item by silent auction bids. And it will all end on July 31st. So all of the information and rules are posted on posters at the library and around town and on Facebook. So please get your creative juices working and make something so we can see how good it is and perhaps purchase it.
That would be awesome. And along with the digitization, of the old newspapers, the Friends of the Library, along with this, though, you're wanting to bring in a special guest as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
Really, we're hoping at some point in time, either late this year or perhaps next year, to have Michael Perry come and do his presentation. And we need to have people familiar with his work. He's a local, fairly local author, actually a New York Times best-selling author, a humorist. He has a band called The Long Beds. And I got hooked on him with his first book, which was Population 485, Meeting Your Neighbors One Siren at a Time. He grew up in New Auburn and currently lives near Fall Creek. has a website called sneezingcow.com and does some voicemails, a free one periodically. And I really would highly encourage people to look that up on Facebook. Go to his website, sneezingcow.com, look at his voicemails, and read the last one, excuse me, which is number 263, The Exploding Pink Tape Measure, where he talks about tape measures and quality of tape measures, and also brings in some information about the Menards rebate form. So that will give you an idea both of his humor and his presentation. Just listening to him is a joy.
We're talking with Roseanne Reckon. She's president of the Friends of the Durand Library. Now, for the creative contest, so really folks need to get stuff in by July 1st?
Yes, that's when it begins.
Okay.
So they would bring them to the library, and we can determine whether to accept them or not. I mean, we obviously need to not accept anything, I hate to say, vulgar or politically, represented. So most things we're not going to have to worry about, but we do have the option of not accepting them. But yes, please get them made and bring them to the library on July 1st or shortly before, and determine whether you want to sell them or not. If you want to just enter them in the contest and hopefully win some money, if it's the crowd favorite, you can do that without offering it for sale.
All right. Again, that's Roseanne Reckon, president of the Friends of the Durand Library, or Friends of the Library, and their creative contest. Again, you can just visit the library or their Facebook page for more information on that. Coming up, we're going to talk with Lori Gillis, director of the Durand Public Library, about this event and some of the other events going on at the library. First, here's the band Perry and Gentle on My Mind. It's 9:31.
Well, it's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some lie. That keeps you on the back roads.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. The band Perry, Gentle on My Mind, 9:34. And continuing our conversation with the Durand Public Library, and Lori Gillis joins us. She's the library director. And we'll talk about some of the things going on with the library as well. And Lori, thanks for joining us this morning. I know the big thing for not only the Durand Library, but any public library, the transformation from a hard covered book or a book to a computer. That's got to be one of the biggest transformations you've seen.
Yes, absolutely. We do have the dedicated people who want that hardcover book in their hand, say there's nothing like it. However, the statistics are showing that more and more people are going digital copies.
I remember the Dewey Decimal System. You still have the Dewey card file?
Yep.
Oh, it's still...
Well, we have the furniture piece of it. However, there's nothing in it.
Oh, it's nothing. Oh, I remember learning how to use that. Now, one of the things, though, because of that, though, the library does actually offer residents, if they don't have internet access, to be able to use the internet to like check emails and things like that, right?
Sure, absolutely. We have three computers that are anyone can come in and use for no charge at all. And if they're not familiar with them, we'll be happy to help set them up.
With summertime now, what are some of the things that the public library is going to be doing? Because kids are off and there's all kinds of different activities, but tell us about some of the things the library is going to be doing.
Yeah, well, the IFLIS, which is a group out of Eau Claire. It is inspiring and facilitating library success. It's a regional library system based in Eau Claire that supports and coordinates services for public libraries across West Central and Northwestern Wisconsin. IFLIS provides resources like interlibrary loan, technology support, training, consulting, and shared catalog systems like the MORE system to help member libraries better serve their communities. And every year they put on what's called the MORE Passport Program. And it is a fun and easy way to explore the 50 plus public libraries that are part of the MORE system. Beginning on, I believe it is June 1st and goes through August, library users can pick up a passport booklet at any participating MORE library. Every time you visit a new library in the system, you get your passport stamped. The more libraries you visit, the more chances you have to win great prizes, including gift cards and a grand prize drawing at the end of the summer. It's a great way to discover the unique collections, services, and welcoming spaces each library offers, and maybe even plan some fun day trips along the way. It's a great idea for a library lover, a road tripper, or just looking for a free summer adventure. The MORE Passport Program has something for everyone. More locally, the Durand Library will be hosting Lego Club for kids.
Is that kids of a certain age, or can 58-year-old kids be part of the Lego Club?
That's a great suggestion, and that's actually something we're looking into is an adult Lego program. But this one is geared towards younger kids. Of course, we have the moms and dads that bring their kids who also like to sit and visit while the kids are doing Lego, so that works. Typically, there's around 20 kids at each Lego group, so it's a great program and probably one of the best programs we have out there for the kids. But also, we have Dinosaur Dimensions that will be coming. We had them a few years ago, and they were fabulous. We also have Bruce the Bug Guy, who will be making an appearance with his bugs.
Oh, I'll pass on that.
Yes, I know. A lot of people say that.
Don't bring the snake guy either, because then I'll just have to burn the place down.
The snake guy, he's one of those where people hate snakes so much, they just have to come and see him.
Oh, I'm just the opposite. I would be like, what day is that? I need to be out
of town. Far away. Yes. No, he's the snake people are
That's
wonderful.
It's a new movie, Snakes in the Library.
Oh, right, boy. Right. We also have a Mike the Polka Man coming, and anybody and everybody should come to that program, because he is phenomenal and funny, and I can't wait. So those are a couple of the programs. We're also going to have Thingamajig Thursdays, and any time of the day the library is open, the kids can come in and make a thingamajig, and it will be a pre-planned project. So all they have to do is come in anytime during that day, the day, and check it out.
Yeah, I know the library is always looking for different ideas. You know, you a lot of times you reach out to the community or with the friends of the library. Hey, you know,
yes.
You know, one idea, you know, now that you mentioned thingamajig, during the old Pepin County Fair, they used to have a day of where someone was there with thingamajigs from the farm, and people had to come up, well, what was this used for? And you had to either guess it or figure it out. That might be something you want to think about, of having, not making thingamajigs, but here are some thingamajigs or whatchamacallits or wappets or whatever you want to call it. And see if people can figure out what they are and what they were used for.
That's a great idea. I will put it, add it to the list.
I mean, I think that's that.
Yeah.
Now, as you know, one of the big things that I know a lot of folks don't realize, library is funded through not only the city, but also the county, correct?
That is correct, yes. So many funding cuts happening right now, as everybody is probably aware of. That's where Roseanne and the Friends of the Durand Library come into play. It's hard to rely on funding right now. So any of these summer programs we put on, anything that the library would like to do it out of the normal budget fund will come from the Friends of the Library. And it's just a great opportunity for people to be part of something. Not long ago, the library had a survey out there. And what we learned from the survey was people... Because libraries are evolving into just checking out books, people want a space to meet. They want a place to study. They want a place to just come in and be together with family, be together with learning, anything like that. So programming was another big thing that people are asking for, adult programming. We need to be able to provide enough funding for those programs. And one other thing I'm going to mention on, I think it's June, I'll have to look on my calendar, June 10th, we're having an adult program, just a project. We'll be making firecracker ornaments. And they're big, they're made out of wood. Check out the Facebook page, Durand Community Library, and you'll see all the events going on. Also the website, DurandPL.org, will have all the summer events on it. So yeah, that's what we've got going on.
How long have you been a library director?
I have been in Durand for 5 years now. Before that, I was in Elmwood. And before that, I worked in Plum City, not as a director, just as a library assistant.
Excluding the computer part of it, the digitizing everything. There we go. What's been the biggest change over the years that you've seen as being a director with the libraries?
Definitely the needs of the community have changed from coming in to check out a book to I need a space to meet. I need a place to go. I need to bring in my grandkids and play. I need just another community space that welcomes families, I think, is our biggest thing that has changed, besides the, of course, digitization.
You mentioned the community space. Have you been able to, can people use the library to maybe have a meeting as a meeting place for like a small group? I realize as library director, one of your jobs is you know, I remember that from as a kid. But I mean, can the library be used as a meeting space for a small group?
Yes, absolutely. So we are not any longer the shh libraries. We are definitely a loud library. We don't encourage screaming and running in the library. However, it is much, much different than the libraries of the past. And anyone that has been in the Durand Community Library lately will absolutely tell you that. I think that's one of our biggest needs right now, is to be able to provide an area for families and kids who don't have to be quiet all the time, and also a space for those who want that study space, that meeting. We recently purchased some room dividers that we can accommodate people a little bit more that way. However, it's still to have that Boy Scout meeting group or that Girl Scout meeting or that private party that wants to talk about whatever, they need an area to go to as well. Story time is another avenue that we would love to have a private space for. We get messy and we don't really have a separate space for that right now. We're making it work, though, and our library, we are so fortunate to have the beautiful library we have because it's so accessible for everybody. I think that it's definitely a plus for the community. One more thing I wanted to mention is our library of things that we offer. Instead of just books, videos, DVDs, we have snowshoes in the winter. We have a Nintendo Switch game. We have an air fryer. We have, oh my goodness, Tony boxes for the kids. We have kits that people can check out. Many more things than just books and DVDs. And come take advantage of it. We also have a Nugget Lake Park Pass that you can borrow for a week. Costs you nothing. And we also have Wisconsin State Park Passes that are good for a day. You come in and you say, could I get one? And we will write the date on it that you want to go. And free park pass.
Wow. Now, there's some things that we learned today. Find out more at the Durand Public Library. Pretty nice resource for our community. If you haven't been there in a while, you want to take a stop and check it out. Lori and Roseanne, thank you for joining us this morning. Again, the Friends of the Library, their creative contest that gets underway July 1st through the 31st, so you have plenty of time. Again, you can visit the library, the Facebook page, website, find out more about that. And again, I encourage you, take a visit to the library. There's probably something there that would be helpful for you and your family. The State Park Pass, I got to remember that one. That might be a nice, fun day trip. It's 9:46 coming up. We have a check of our opening markets and our market update being brought to you by Elsevia and Provisions Healthcare.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Milk markets are mixed. With this WRDN market update, I'm Brian Wenikins at the Mercantile Exchange. June milk up 5 to 1940, July down 1 to 1992, August steady at 1981, September down 1 at 1949. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets, they are moving up mostly higher after the losses from the last few days may have been just a bit overdone, and now we do have some short covering happening in the market as well. Meanwhile, hog markets, they are moving mostly lower. Again, those resistance levels were hit yesterday, and now we are starting to see a bit of a sell-off once again as traders are not willing to move past those resistance levels. June live cattle up 95 cents to $214.87. August feeder cattle up $1.30 to $296.92. June hogs down 37 cents to $99.90. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all lower. A favorable weather outlook remains the dominant driver for grain prices. At least at this time, warmer temperatures into next week are considered favorable following the recent cool temperatures. The warm temperatures with a good mix of rain and sun in the forecast should provide good crop conditions. July corn down 3 3/4 to 447 1/4. New crop down 2 to 441 1/2. July beans down 4 3/4 to 1043 3/4. New crop down 4 1/2 to 1033. July wheat down 3/4 to 529 1/2.
Farmers, Elsevia is pleased to announce the new Hager City Grain Terminal is now open and accepting grain. Grain deliveries will be accepted Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 5 p.m. The new Hager City Terminal can unload your grain quickly and efficiently and ship it to markets in the Southwest and Pacific Northwest. Grain deliveries are being accepted at the Hager City Grain Terminal. Visit elsevia.com/HagerCity for more information.
How did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app? We thought of you. All of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today, I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Malcolm is a listening learner. So he checks with Babbel speech recognition to be...
Prestio.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies today, highs in the mid-70s. A spotty shower or thunderstorm possible later in the afternoon. For tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows in the lower 50s. On Friday, sunny skies and a warmer day with highs in the lower 80s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Current temperature is 56 degrees.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
A quarter after one, I'm a little drunk.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Lady Annabellum in Need You Now 953. I'm Brian Winnikins. Any of our interviews from this morning with Jeff Peck, the farmer up in Chippewa Falls, Duran Mayor Patrick Milliron, and also Roseanne Reckon and Lori Gillis with the library. All three of those audio videos are now available on our podcast at realcountry1430.com. Just go to the podcast page. You will find them there. If you missed our spotlights of Sebelco Farms with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, that's on our video podcast page as well. So you can check those out there. And thank you to all those folks for joining us this morning. Running a little bit behind schedule, that's okay. We got today in history on this date. 1790, Rhode Island became the last of the original 13 colonies to ratify the Constitution. Happy birthday to the state of Wisconsin! Became the 30th state on this date in 1848. So happy birthday to all of us, right? Also, 1942, actor John Barrymore passed away in Hollywood at the age of 60. 1951, C.F. Blair became the first man to fly over the North Pole in a single-engine airplane. Wow. What happened if the engine would have conked down on him? That would have been bad, huh? Also, 1999... the Space Shuttle Discovery completed the first ever docking at the International Space Station, and it all worked out really well. 2008, Harvey Korman passed away at the age of 81, best known for his work on The Carol Burnett Show and also Blazing Saddles and History of the World Part 1. Two great movies. That's one of those on a Saturday where it's cold, rainy, snowy, whatever. Blazing Saddles and History of the World Part 1 back-to-back. That's a way to spend an afternoon. At least that's what I might do. And also in 2010, actor and director Dennis Hopper passed away at the age of 74.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services and Dunn Energy are your Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source for power and information.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Graduation parties are just around the corner. Do you have your cheese trays ordered? O'Galley Cheese has call-ahead cheese and sausage trays. Their cheese trays feature O'Galley's own squeaky cheddar cheese curds. Fresh local butcher's meat can be added to any tray. Be sure to ask. Get your orders in ahead of time so there's no worrying about it. Call the store at 715-283-4211 to place your order today. O'Galley Cheese, open 7 days a week, located north of Durand on Highway 25.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MOVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Something amazing is happening in business. More companies are turning to Mac. From finance to fulfillment, CDW will seamlessly support Mac integration into your organization. With the power of Apple Silicon, best-in-class security, and compatibility across your favorite apps, your team will have the performance they need and the tools they love. Make amazing happen. Mac and CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/apple.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Whenever I chance to meet some old friends on the street, they wonder, how does a man get to be this way? I've always got a smiling face, anytime and any place, and every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Well, people may try to guess the secret of a happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love. And the